It's time for us to do a little traveling with our friends at All Aboard Travel in downtown Hillsdale. And Lou Ann Klemmer joins us on the line to talk about all things traveling, including your recent excursion to Boston. Do you have the accent? Is it Boston?
Boston.
Yes. Okay, that's how we're pronouncing it.
Yes, I used to live out there for about 3.5 years, and so I did start picking it up a little back then. But I was told by someone that I was actually the only one that spoke correct English because, you know, I would speak the words correctly, and they have a lot of slang to them. But it's really neat to listen to them. We didn't actually hear a lot of that. So Boston has become a melting pot, and there are so many people from all over the country that have moved to Boston, especially the younger generation, mm-hmm. because it's a really fun, hip city and packed with history, but it's really a food mecca. There's just so many things to do, very walkable, but it's a really fun city, and we had a great weekend. Not weather. Weather was absolutely awful. We had a nor'easter. Let's just say we were cold and wet, and it was rainy a lot. And one night, walking to dinner, we had snow, sleet, and rain all at the same time. I mean, like little ice pellets hitting you as well.
Well, which people might think that's New England anyway, though, right?
It is. It's very typical. It's like when you go to Alaska, you don't really go for sunshine. You know, some people expect it to be warm, but you know, you want to kind of feel what it's like there. And if you're at a glacier, you don't expect it to be 90 degrees. Yeah. So with Boston, you know, the weather actually on the coast there is usually a little milder. But with being there during a nor'easter, one day it was raining sideways. So that day was supposed to be our walking food tour. And fortunately, that let me move that to Friday, which was our walking food tour was amazing. If you are traveling to different cities, everybody has their food tours that they offer nowadays. And this was like, we started at the Oyster House, which is very historical, the oldest thriving building in the United States as far as still being in business. And it dates way, way back. And we started there with clam chowder. Then we moved on to the Boston Public Market, which is really cool place for lobster rolls, and we had an area in Boston Market that I had to sample all these roasted nuts of different kinds with all these amazing flavors, and then you had the opportunity to buy them, of course.
Mm-hmm.
We moved on from there to an Italian market right in Little Italy on a street corner with all these spices and herbs and all these unique things you could buy right there, and then they served us hot beverages there as well, and we needed it at that point. And on from there, we went to a restaurant there in Little Italy for this amazing pizza. They do the very thin crust, you know, in the brick oven. And this one was a unique one I've had many times and I love. But for people from the Midwest, this one had arugula and prosciutto, and people are like, oh, but they loved it. It was really, really amazing. From there, we went to Modern's for cannolis, and there's two big places in Boston for cannolis, and one is Mike's and one is Modern's. They're right down the street from each other, very competitive, but I prefer Modern because they fill their cannolis right then. They don't fill them ahead, so you're not getting that stogginess. You know, you want a crunch of that cannoli. And so that was a really fun thing. And our guide was a student at Boston School of Music. She's an opera singer, and she was from Texas. And she's this little Irish girl, and she was just amazing and really made our experience. But we did a lot of things on our own as well. We went to the USS Constitution Museum. The ship was closed because of the terrible weather. We did a lot of walking things around Faneuil Hall and Quincy Market, did a little shopping, experienced a lot of restaurants. Our first day we ate at an Irish pub, and that is what's cool about Boston is, you know, we we experienced a lot of different cultures at the different restaurants. That night, we ate at the Bostonian Public House, which was amazing, and it was just around the corner from our hotel. An amazing meal, the service, drinks, everything was awesome. But during the day, that day after we arrived, we did the Freedom Trail walking tour. And with, you know, someone, this guide that was in their colonial outfit, and he must have been freezing because it was very cold. But all the history and the true story of Paul Revere, and it was really cool. It was a really neat experience. And as I say many times, going to great places is awesome, but it's the people that you travel with that makes it. And the ladies that went with me, they were amazing. It was a small group. We had a great time. We just worked together really well because we had to do a lot of switching up due to, you know, the weather issues. Mm-hmm. But they were a lot of fun, and they were so awesome about the weather. They were put up their hoods and bundled up, and off we went.
So if someone was going to go again, if they weren't in a group like you took with them, with obviously you as kind of their guide for them, would you still recommend, though, that they hook up some of those tours, get the guides in, the local guides with them?
Absolutely. I wanted to make that point, is Boston is a great weekend place. You can do 3 nights in Boston. You know, of course, fly in. It's like an hour and 20-minute flight. But we can set up the hotel, do your flights, and then I can set up all these tours and give you tons of recommendations. But Boston is my favorite city, you know, and I felt so comfortable walking around and so safe. We took the ferry, the subway system's easy to use. It was just very tourist friendly. And I think that's amazing. You don't always feel that in different cities.
Yeah. And you'll guarantee nice weather for someone if they go, right?
Yes. Yes, that was really a little bit different having that that time of year. But you don't know that, you know, the weather coming through all of the East Coast was under the gun during that time.
Talking to Lou Ann Klemmer from All Aboard Travel in downtown Hillsdale, allaboardtravelhillsdale.com, just back from Boston. So how big was your tour group that you took?
We had a small group. I had some last-minute cancellations. Someone broke their leg, and we had some issues. But we had 7 people this year. Okay. Last year we had 19, but I had to go earlier this year due to the Boston Marathon, and that took away from a few people that were going to go because they couldn't go during that time. So next year we're looking at New Orleans. That is a great foodie place to go, and I'm looking at the possibility of an option for people that want to do a cooking school while they're there, you know, for like a half a day with the food tour, city tour. There's so much to do in New Orleans, and some people don't feel comfortable doing it on their own. They're a little overwhelmed. So come with me, and I will show you New Orleans. And it's a fun place, and I will have more information on that this summer.
Okay. You have a tentative month you might be going for that?
Oh, it'll be the end of April.
Okay, great stuff. Talking to Lou Ann Klemmer from All Aboard Travel, downtown Hillsdale with us. Other great trips, though, that you guys have on the books right now. You're getting ready to wrap up your Italy trip, right?
I am. The Italy is doing really well. I have actually booked 8 people in the last week. And we have a few spaces left. So if you have been thinking about it, this is an awesome Italy tour. It is November 1st through the 9th. You have 9 days of seeing Italy in a way that most people don't. Most people do, you know, the major cities. And this is Tuscany and the Italian Riviera. We're going to be going to little mountainside villages and out-of-the-way places. It's kind of a foodie thing, which is totally me. We're going to be doing a pasta-making class at one of the hotels. We're going to go to wineries and do wine tasting and food pairings and an olive oil farm, and you do olive oil tasting. And there are a couple of traditional Italian meals with the courses and the wine pairings, and it is just going to be a very unique experience and seeing Italy different than most people do. And Colette does a wonderful job of providing an experience that's unique. And I'm going to be going along with the group, and I had a lady at my desk this week that saw it laying there, and she came in to buy Tigers tickets, and she's like, oh. And what was the thing for her that clinched it is I said, I'm going. And she goes, okay, so am I, because I want to follow you through the airport, because some people are intimidated with the international travel. So I'm traveling along with everyone, and we will be leaving from Walmart parking lot with our hometown transfers that Colette provides, and we'll return there too. So it's very convenient for everyone and a lot of fun, and I have a great group of people going.
I think you're just going because of the food, right?
Yes, you got it.
There seems to be a theme going for this.
I'm a foodie. I'm a chef, actually.
Yeah.
I'm classically trained, and so this is something that I love doing, the wine pairing. So if you go, you want to sit at my table at the wineries, because I do my own little thing that I learned in culinary school. So it's kind of fun.
Very cool. So when will you be closing out this trip then?
May 2nd is the very last day, as long as we have space, because our space is getting more limited. We had sold most of our space, and I had 4 spaces left, but I was able to get a few more spaces from Colette. So we have room for 35 total. So I have about 9 spaces left.
All right, and that's coming up in November with All Aboard Travel in downtown Hillsdale. Also cruising to Bermuda in October, right?
Yes. Bermuda on October 11th for 5 nights, sailing out of New York. And you spend 2 days in Bermuda, which is great to see it. You can come and go from the ship as you please and really experience the destination. It's a very beautiful place. And if you cruise to the Caribbean, you know, some in the Bahamas, you can see some very poverty-stricken areas, and Bermuda's not like that. It's against the law not to have your house painted and everything to look pristine. So it's a really beautiful place to visit. And we have balcony cabins at $1,109 a person, including gratuities and port taxes. And we also have some interior cabins that for $994 per person.
All right. So again, give you a call, 517-437-4844. People are interested. Or again, more information on the website at allaboardtravelhillsdale.com. You mentioned earlier Detroit Tigers tickets.
Yes. We have a few seats left. I kind of lost track. We've sold a lot in the last few days. Our third bus is almost completely full. We may have about 4 seats left.
Wow.
Approximately. So if you want Tigers, you better call now or you're going to be staying home this year.
All right. And that trip is when? In June?
June 8th. It's a Saturday. It's a 4 o'clock game. It includes your box lunch, your bus ride, and the ticket.
Okay. Again, so you don't have to worry about hassle of parking, driving in down Detroit or anything else. The bus drops you right off there, picks you back up, brings you back home.
Yes. It's so nice to do it that way.
All right, great stuff. With the newly remodeled office you guys have, I'm assuming you still have some things there for maybe graduation gifts for people?
Yeah, we don't have luggage in right now, but we do have some travel accessories. If you have someone that's going to be, you know they're going to be traveling, we have some things that make traveling easier. We have a whole rack full of stuff that you can come in and take a look at.
All right, great stuff. Luann, thanks, and welcome back from Boston. And
thank you.
And I'm sure we'll probably talk to you before you head off to Italy, but we will stay in touch, all right?
All right, thank you.
Luann Clemmer from All Aboard Travel in downtown Hillsdale. Again, allaboardtravelhillsdale.com is our website. Phone number 517-437-4844 for All Aboard Travel on this month's travel show.